Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to the Employee Cycle Podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Marable, CEO of Employee Cycle. And hey, all of you HR leaders at small and mid-sized companies, I have a question for you. If I could tell you, and better yet, show you how you could stop using all of those messy spreadsheets when you're reporting and show how you can connect all your different HR systems into one dashboard to pull all that data together so you can view, track, share, and analyze all your people metrics in one place, would you be interested? I'm sure you would. That means you need to go to employeecycle.com and request a demo of our people dashboard so we can show how our pre-built integration connectors to all of the most popular HR systems you're using, like Bamboo HR, Namely, ADP, Zenefits, Trinet, Greenhouse, 15.5, OfficeVibe, Reflective, you name it. We can pull all that data into one place for you so you don't have to wrangle those messy spreadsheets any longer. Go to employeecycle.com so you can request a demo, or you can actually give it a spin and take advantage of a free trial yourself. But today we have a great guest, so I'll stop talking about me, and I would like for you to help me to the show, Kimberly Sullivan. She's the VP of People and Talent at Herman, and today we're going to discuss how to transfer performance management into employee accountability and growth. Kimberly, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Kimberly!
This is a warm welcome. Thanks so much.
Only the best for you, Kimberly. Only the best. So for everyone out there that has ever listened to this podcast, you know what I'm about to ask Kimberly, which is, how did you end up in the wonderful world of HR?
So it's actually funny. I did not study HR. I actually went to business school to study marketing and started my career more in the analyst style world, and kind of found myself leaning more toward the people-focused initiatives early on in my career. And I was lucky enough to join a rather small startup. We were less than 30 people. In my mid-20s, I really leaned into more of the HR-focused areas and really started to build my career in HR from there. So it was more of a passion project than what I actually studied, and then had to learn some things along the way. But really just the focus on people growth and creating the best place to work and really pushing forward employee experiences away from policy-driven environments to people growth-focused environments is something I've been really passionate about and just thrilled to continue my career in this space.
Nice. Thanks for that background info. So when we first spoke about what were you thinking about, what's keeping you up at night, what's keeping you busy, this topic popped out immediately, which is around transferring performance management into employee accountability and growth. So I want to first get your definition of performance management. What does it look like today? And what are the cons about the status quo performance management model that exists today for you to even start thinking about changing it in the first place?
Yeah, that's actually a really interesting way to kick it off, because one of the things that I always say when people ask about performance management is there aren't too many people who say, I have experienced the best performance management process. I felt so valued and I felt like I had freedom and growth potential. A lot of people feel like it's more of a competitive situation where they are focused into specific criteria instead of being evaluated as the whole. And so when thinking about performance management, how do we actually transform it so that we're growing our talent and creating a process that is focused enough and defined enough, but also flexible enough for people to have mobility within the organization? I hadn't really found something that had worked perfectly. And so our teams really focused this fall on, in our new, extremely flexible and global remote world, how do we have that accountability with that flexibility? And how do we make sure that we're empowering team members and our managers and our leaders to help grow and develop within the organization? So that's something we're highly focused on at Herman this fall, is to create a program internally. And then that maybe we could help push out externally to our clients as we learn more about focusing more on the accountability and growth aspect versus a competitive performance-related metric.
Speaking of people having different definitions and understandings of performance management, I would like to ask you about the cousin of performance management, which I believe is OKRs. And as a data-driven product, helping HR leaders across the board really understand how they can use data to make better decisions, OKRs has really crept into this conversation. And so I'm curious, do you see performance management and OKRs as the same thing, or do you see them as different, working together?
Well, I see OKRs are a part of performance management because obviously there are goals to attain. There are objectives and key results along the way, but it's only one section of it, right? So if we're focused just on that area, then you're not really providing a holistic growth opportunity to your talent, which is why I want to expand it further from just what did you achieve to where do you want to be going and how do we help create that pathway for you and that educational growth as an organization. So something that we're very lucky about at Herman is we are the creators of whole brain thinking. And that is a way to harness people's cognitive diversity. So it's all about how do people think. So we have a model that helps us truly identify how can we address this potential need within a talent growth from a whole brain perspective. So the OKRs would fall in that logic, facts, data quadrant, but there are three other quadrants. So what is the process associated with your growth? Who's involved in your growth? And then where do you want to be going? And so I feel like we are uniquely positioned to help address some of the gap areas within performance management right now, internally focused at the moment with our own talent and hopefully externally focused.
So when it comes to your existing performance management process that you're looking to change, what does that currently look like today? What system are you using? Who manages the process? What does that look like?
Yeah, so we have an internal process. We do not use a system currently. And it is really about that ongoing performance discussion. But the area that I want to be focused more on is not just the OKR component, but that future focus component too. And also not having it just be with your own team, but within other people within the organization so that it's not just your own team focused on your growth, but it's the entire org is focused on your growth. And so that's something that's super important to me as we kind of think about expanding how we look at performance management metrics.
And currently in your performance management process, are you just doing top-down reviews, 360 reviews? What does that look like?
It's more top down. Yeah. Now we do have a culture of honest dissent. We love when people provide feedback across the board and we create a culture of that. But I would say from an actual process perspective, we really want to expand the 360 feedback component as well.
Got it. And then the last thing about your existing process, was there one specific thing that just made you frustrated with the process that said, you know what, we have to change it? Or was it more looking at the entire process and just seeing different ways you can optimize all the different parts of your existing performance process?
So I would say it's a multitude of things. If I'm being truly honest, I will say that before I truly embraced and understood whole brain thinking, joining the Herman team, I loved creating performance management processes that were truly flexible. But that relates back to my thinking preferences. I am, if you're not familiar with our model, the yellow quadrant is all about the why and the what if, and it's very future focused, and that's where I'm extremely strong. So I love flexibility. I love being able to kind of carve my own path. And further understanding whole brain thinking, I realized I was creating programming based on my own thinking preferences and was really severely lacking that process and providing that structure within that flexibility for people who potentially think differently than I do. And so that's where my own understanding and growth within understanding whole brain thinking has made me realize kind of the gaps that are in other performance management programs as well as ones I've created myself. And so that's where I'm really excited to address this problem from a more whole brain thinking perspective so that this flexibility that I thought everyone would want was not what everyone wanted. Some thinkers really do need that structure and for me to help provide them the potential paths where they could go within the organization.
Actually, I was thinking the last question would have been the last question about your existing process, but I have another question. In regards to the cadence, What does your current process look like? Because I really want to paint this picture of what you're doing today, your current state versus your future state and what you're working on for the audience. So what is the cadence today before you move to the new process? Is it quarterly? Is it biannually, annually? The cadence in regards to how often you're asking your employees to do performance reviews.
Yeah. So the cadence where the talent team's holding you accountable would be quarterly. And so that's where this accountability piece, I think, is so important, is because other people are doing it in their weekly discussions, right? We push forward the culture of immediate feedback. So if something happens that requires immediate feedback, then we have immediate feedback and then we move forward, right? We are a moving forward organization. But in terms of the talent accountability, it is that quarterly touch point. But we want that to be a more frequent touch point, right? We want that to be a more free-flowing dialogue that people get really comfortable in those feedback scenarios. And it feels less of that fear going into a performance discussion, because those discussions are for you and your growth and for your potential within the organizations. How do we shift people's potential conditioning about what performance discussions are to help them feel like they are empowering situations that really help them understand where they could go within the organization, where are the areas that they need to continue growing, but also feel that support from the organization in their growth?
So now we actually are going to transfer and move from your existing performance management process to this new process that you're building to really focus on employee accountability and growth. One of the things we like to do on our podcast is to make it as actionable as possible. So I would like to know, if somebody was looking to do this, especially since this is so fresh in your mind, where would they start? What do they do? Do they start with looking at the existing process? Do they try to optimize that? Do they do research? What does this look like to begin on this process?
Yeah, so where we're really lucky is that we have whole brain thinking. So the Herman HBDI helps you understand how your team members think. So you can really truly understand how to best optimize a talent program based on that, which is what I'm doing internally and then hoping we could also help push out to our client base. What you do need to understand is, I mean, harnessing the cognitive diversity within your organization is super important, just to understand what your talent needs. But in the absence of that, you just need to generally understand that people think differently. So when you're looking at building a talent program, you have to really think holistically for what is needed from everyone in the organization. And this is something that even just during this pandemic has become even more clear, is that not everyone needs the same thing. So you really have to get to know your talent and understand their needs. But from a growth perspective, what has become very clear to us through this pandemic, right? We have people working different schedules because we're being extremely flexible. We have people who have family members in the home for the first time. We have people who are managing stress in different ways. We have people who have different situations that they're dealing with every single day. So what we want to make sure is that the goals are very clear. So getting back to that OKR situation, the pathway is very clear. You know who's there to support you, and you understand the possibilities within the organization. And then from there, how do you build out that framework that holds that accountability to it? Right? So to make sure that the momentum of those key things are not lost and that your talent feels fully supported through the performance process. So I will be honest with you, we are rethinking this right now. I'm doing internal talent interviews. And we're trying to solve this master problem of how does everyone feel fully supported in their own growth within an organization. I like to think about growth as we're all climbing the same mountain, but you can take different pathways, right? So you can carve out your own path. But we all know where we're going at the end, but that doesn't mean everyone has to take the same path to the top. And so how do we work with each of our talent to kind of carve their own pathway for how they would like to get to that summit?
I want to dig into some of those things you just said. Mm-hmm. In regards to knowing your employee needs, what does that mean exactly? I heard you say that you're doing interviews, but is that a survey? Is HR doing the interviews across the entire org, or managers doing this on one-on-one conversations? What does it mean to actually know your employees, to know how they want to grow, and to know their needs? Are you talking about personal needs in regards to if somebody needs a standing desk or a bigger screen, or is it more the professional needs in regards to training or developing their skill sets?
I would say all of the above, right? Like our jobs in the HR space is to create the best place to work. We are a support function to the organization. And how do you retain the best talent is you have to continue to provide them with an area where they can grow and develop. And so when I say get to know your talent, I specifically speak to initially is to knowing how they think. The whole brain thinking, the HBDI, really helps you understand how your team members think and what they potentially need during in their own talent growth. But yeah, get to know your talent, ask them questions, ask them what they need. Not every talent is the same. And so it is very important. But when I talk about interviews, as we're coming up with potential process ideas, I lean into looking at my process-focused thinkers within the organization, and I bounce that idea off of them, right? So I say, how does this feel to you? Is it too lackadaisical? Is it too over-processed, right? Like, let's get some feedback along the way as we're revamping what performance management looks like into more of this talent accountability and growth, which the acronym for that would be TAG, right? So it's like, TAG, here's the accountability that we have on you, but also here's the accountability for the organization as well in your growth.
And how far are you currently in those different interviews?
Oh, we're very early on. This is top of mind right now. This is an initiative for the talent team right now. We are going through so much active change, and within change, there's opportunity. And so for us, within change, we always try to think about what are those things that could use some recalibrating. And talent growth is one of those things specifically within our organization that could use some recalibrating. And now there are so many great performance management tools out there. There are many great ones that I've worked with in the past. But because of whole brain thinking, I do think Herman's uniquely positioned to kind of push the envelope in terms of creating a performance management process that has that accountability piece and that flexibility piece in our ever-evolving remote and global world.
So does that mean that you will be using a performance management system, but using it in the way of your process thinking framework? Or does that mean that you'll be building this from scratch, either through software or through some other manual way, so that you can fully bake into your framework into the process?
Yeah, so it's we will see. I am evaluating performance management tools right now, but we also have the Herman platform. And so eventually I would love to see this being a part of our service offering. But right now what I'm focused on is our internal team. And so we're in that exploration phase right now, which is based on my thinking preferences, the place I really love to be. It's that research focused area, and it's that potential what if area, and really helping to refine what our talent needs are so we can build the best possible performance process for them.
So after you go through the process of interviewing your employees, understanding your talent, understanding their needs across the board, what is the next step and potential final outcome that you're looking for to have in this performance management process? What are you looking to be the most different from what you currently do and have today?
What I'm hoping for and what my optimal goal is that each team member feels more ownership and accountability in their growth, so that they know exactly where they are in their own potential growth process, and they know where they can go within the organization. I just want them to have a constant understanding of their growth potential and have and understand the true flexibility of creating their own path here at our organization. And at that same time, providing them with a process that enables that them to see that pathway. So I would love for them to just have a stronger ownership and understanding of that potential growth, which I know we can definitely do some work on right now.
So is there a layer of career pathing baked directly into this framework?
Yes. So at the same time, we are reevaluating our leveling structure so that there are certain criteria associated with what a continuation of a leveling increase within the organization looks like. So you have a talent accountability and growth program that is directly linked to a leveling structure so that they understand not only what their goals are for the year and what their growth potential is, but also what those key criteria are to continue to move up within the organization from a leveling perspective.
And in this new process you're putting together, just so the audience knows how different this may be or may not be from your current process and what they're currently doing, will this process still include reviews and scores, or is this more qualitative feedback?
So I personally don't believe in scoring, because I think that leads to a highly competitive performance management process. Each individual is different. Now, from a promotion cycle, you have to meet certain criteria. So I would not think of it as a score, but of a criteria attainment. And how has your behavior changed, and how are you acting at that next level? And we will promote you accordingly.
Interesting. And the last question that I would like to leave with the audience, if there was one thing that you think most HR and people leaders are doing, or they may not be doing it themselves, but their organization has in their existing performance management process, what do you think is typically the one thing that most companies are not doing that you would want them to take away from this interview?
I would want you to take away that each employee is different. Every talent is different. And so you cannot create a competitive system that pins people next to each other and ranks them in a similar fashion. And that's where you have to create something that is process oriented, but flexible enough that it can meet the individual needs of your employees. I just have so many performance things I've looked back on where I'm being directly compared to someone who's extremely different from me. And a lot of performance related things are put in place to directly align to a promotion cycle. And how do we kind of separate them just a little bit to focus on that talent growth as well? Because a promotion is not the only growth that's important within an organization. And if we really want to retain talent, we have to be focused on their individual growth within the organization in a promotion cycle, but also external to a promotion cycle.
Kimberly, thanks so much for being such an awesome podcast guest, for sharing your experience as you're currently going through it and haven't even finished it yet. So, it's going to be so cool to know how this actually came about and what was the final outcome from this process. But again, thank you so much for sharing all your wisdom and experience, as I'm sure it's going to help so many listeners. So really appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So where can people find you and Herman online?
Yes, you can find us at thinkherman.com. And the really cool part about my job is that I kind of get to be a little think tank within an organization that also pushes all these HR solutions externally through our Herman platform. So we are all about teams working better together. Then I'm uniquely positioned to create programming internally for our team members that hopefully we can also push externally as they continue to grow and develop.
That's awesome. And that's a pretty cool opportunity and experience for you.
Yeah, I love it.
So all of you out there listening, if you enjoy this episode as much as Kimberly and I did making it, then please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Also, if this is your very first Employee Cycle podcast interview that you're listening to, and you came here because you're either already a huge super fan of Kimberly and you just had to hear her on this show, or you thought that this topic was really compelling, but now you're hungry for more episodes, then please either go to our website, employeecycle.com, and sign up for our HR podcast newsletter, or you can subscribe to the Employee Cycle podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other major podcast players. And last but not least, all of you super awesome HR and people leaders, please continue to hire, train, and retain the best workforce possible. Thanks. Later, kids.